Now, turn to task 3, questions 12 to 16. You will listen to a podcast. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. Now, you have 45 seconds to look at the questions for task 3. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Good afternoon. Today my guest is Thomas Walker from the EcoPlanet Journal, and we're going to talk about ecotourism. Welcome, Tom.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Tom, what's the difference between tourism and ecotourism?
Really, let's get things straight at once. We consider tourism as the opportunity to learn the life and lifestyles, to widen our own horizons. The feature is that tourism means not only profit but also severe damage. And in vulnerable areas, the damage left by tourists is irreversible. It will make hundreds of years to compost the rubbish in Antarctic. And in Africa, safaris scare animals. Feeding wildlife in Australia, we make them dependent on people. We have to accept the most important thing. Everything we do in our travel makes an impact on nature.
And my next question is what ecotourism means.
You can find a few definitions. But the idea is it's responsible travel to natural areas that conserves the environment and improves the well-being of local people. So the difference between tourism and ecotourism is in one word, responsibility.
What does it imply in practice?
Several things. First, it boosts eco-friendly tourism. Organized properly, it makes a difference and protects endangered species. Travelers become aware of their impact on both nature and locals. And they try to reduce the negative effects of their stay without making their travel experience less pleasant. Vice versa, this appreciation attitude makes them even more satisfied with their trips.
The more number of eco-friendly tourists, the better, right?
Actually, I can't say so. Mass ecotourism is nonsense. It should be done in small groups as it implies walking or cycling instead of driving. Responsible consuming of water, recycling, training in local crafts, and it's impossible to provide such opportunities for big groups.
Have you personally had an experience of ecotourism?
Definitely. Last year we were staying at the eco resort in Croatia. No running water, no running electricity. Sandy beaches and mountain forest with animals in natural habitat, that's what we had without any limit. The locals recycle wastewater, use it to grow their own food. All organic waste is composed on site, creating a natural fertilizer. The beautiful cottages and furniture are made of local wood. My sons particularly enjoyed tracking down spotting butterflies, snails, spiders and bees. This trip with my 3 children was pure bliss.
Thank you, Tom.
Now, listen again.
Good afternoon. Today my guest is Thomas Walker from the EcoPlanet Journal, and we're going to talk about ecotourism. Welcome, Tom.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Tom, what's the difference between tourism and ecotourism?
Really, let's get things straight at once. We consider tourism as the opportunity to learn the life and lifestyles, to widen our own horizons. The feature is that tourism means not only profit but also severe damage. And in vulnerable areas, the damage left by tourists is irreversible. It will make hundreds of years to compost the rubbish in Antarctic. And in Africa, safaris scare animals. Feeding wildlife in Australia, we make them dependent on people. We have to accept the most important thing. Everything we do in our travel makes an impact on nature.
And my next question is what ecotourism means.
You can find a few definitions. But the idea is it's responsible travel to natural areas that conserves the environment and improves the well-being of local people. So the difference between tourism and ecotourism is, in one word, responsibility.
What does it imply in practice?
Several things. First, it boosts eco-friendly tourism. Organized properly, it makes a difference and protects endangered species. Travelers become aware of their impact on both nature and locals. And they try to reduce the negative effects of their stay without making their travel experience less pleasant. Vice versa, this appreciation attitude makes them even more satisfied with their trips.
The more number of eco-friendly tourists, the better, right?
Actually, I can't say so. Mass ecotourism is nonsense. It should be done in small groups, as it implies walking or cycling instead of driving. Responsible consuming of water, recycling, training in local crafts, and it's impossible to provide such opportunities for big groups.
Have you personally had an experience of ecotourism?
Definitely. Last year we were staying at the eco resort in Croatia. No running water, no running electricity. Sandy beaches and mountain forest with animals in natural habitat. That's what we had without any limit. The locals recycle wastewater, use it to grow their own food. All organic waste is composed on site, creating a natural fertilizer. The beautiful cottages and furniture are made of local wood. My sons particularly enjoyed tracking down spotting butterflies, snails, spiders and bees. This trip with my three children was pure bliss.
Thank you, Tom.
That is the end of part 3.